Zok the Mishnah, one may ask another to fill up a certain keli with an item, like for food or wine, as long as he doesn't reference a particular measurement. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the keli is a measuring cup, a keli used for measuring, it may not be used. Abishol ben Batnas would fill all his measures that he intended to sell on Yom Tov before Yom Tov, and give the pre-filled measures to his customers on Yom Tov. Abishol said that he would even do that for Chol HaMoed. He would pre-fill and measure the night before so that the foam from the pouring would settle and a true measure would be made. That was just a lesson in honesty, not so much for Yom Tov. The Chum say he would even do this on a typical weekday to make sure that all the product that would cling to the sides of his keli would drip into the customer's keli, like we just explained. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel said the Tanakhama means to say that a keli used for measuring during the week may not be used on Yom Tov. However, a backup measuring keli may be used, and Rabbi Yehuda then says that even a backup may not be used. In fact, according to this, the Rabbanan and Tanakhama are more lenient regarding Simchas Yom Tov. They allow the backup to be used for measuring, and Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer. But we learned just the opposite in an earlier Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda allowed weighing meat against the keli and a cleaver, and Rabbanan didn't allow one to use a scale at all. And for the more, the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda are not contradictory because in that case, the keli is not the type used for measuring and is therefore allowed, whereas here it's a measuring keli and therefore it's not allowed. Shitas that are abundant are not problematic because using a keli or cleaver on a scale is sometimes done during the week and is therefore considered to be a weekday activity. On the other hand, using a backup measuring keli is not done during the week and is therefore not considered to be a weekday activity. Rava said the Tanakhama means to say that no mention of a measurement may be made, but even a regular measuring keli may be used. And Rabbi Yehuda says that a measuring keli may not be used. In fact, according to this, the Rabbanan and Tanakhama are more lenient regarding Simchas Yom Tov. They allow a measuring keli to be used for measuring, and Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer. We just learned the opposite in an earlier Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda allowed weighing meat against the keli and cleaver, and Rabbanan didn't allow one to use a scale at all. Furthermore, the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda are not contradictory because in that case the keli is not the type used for measuring and is therefore allowed, whereas here it's a measuring keli and therefore it's not allowed. The Shitas of Rabbanan are not problematic because using a keli or cleaver on a scale is sometimes done during the week and is therefore considered to be a weekday activity. On the other hand, asking to fill a keli without reference to a particular measurement is not during the week in a business transaction at all, and it's therefore not considered to be a weekday business activity. The mission said, Ma'isa be'abishol ben batnas. A Braisa explains he would do this in Chol HaMoed so as to not take away time from learning in the Beis Medrash during the day, because people wouldn't work. They would have time to learn and ask him questions, so he wanted to be available all day for the questions. A Braisa says, Abishol ben batnas and his friends were extremely honest. He once calculated that he had 300 barrels of wine that accumulated from not topping off the measurements that he sold to customers because of the foam of the wine and the customers being unwilling to wait until the foam dissipated. And his friends calculated that they had 300 barrels of oil that accumulated from the oil that clung to their kalim when they poured it into the kalim of their customers who were unwilling to wait until it fully dripped out. They took these barrels and wanted to give them to Hegdish. The Chum told them, there's no need, you don't have to give them away to Hegdish. They belong to you. They insisted that they belong to them. So Abishol and his friends insisted that they wanted no part of something that they felt they didn't completely belong to them. The Chum told them, if so, use them or their value for Tzoychei Tzibur. This is based on a price that says if someone stole and doesn't know who he stole from, he should donate funds for Tzoychei Tzibur. Chissa said this can refer to the digging of public wells. The person should not measure out barley on Yom Tov to give to his animal to eat. However, he may scoop up a bunch and give it to his animal to eat. A cook may measure out his spices so that he does not overspice the food. Rabbi Abba Neimarat said, a woman may measure the amount of flour she is using for her dough so that she knows how much dough she has and will give a generous amount of challah. Shmuel said she may not measure. Frakim Abayah taught the name of the yeshiva. Shmuel said that it may be done. Abayah said, based on this, it must be that the halach is that she may measure, but we don't pass it that way for the public. Zok the Gemara. Abayah says, one may not re-sift flour. This accomplishes to make the flour lighter and less clumpy. So you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, even though any impurities were already removed by the first sifting. In the name of Rav Papayas and Rav Yehuda ben Beseiru, who said that re-sifting is permitted. All agree that if a rock or a piece of wood fell into the flour on Yom Tov, you are allowed to re-sift to remove it. A brisa was taught to Ravina. They said that one may not re-sift on Yom Tov, and if a rock or a piece of wood that fell into the sift of the flour on Yom Tov, it may be taken out by hand. Ravina said that would surely be also because it's Beirer. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Zutte paskin that flour may be re-sifted on Yom Tov. Rav Nachman said this psak was unnecessary because everyone in our dough was already doing so. Rav Yosef's wife re-sifted the flour on the back of her sifter to do it somewhat differently than it was done during the week. Rav Yosef told her, I would like good bread, meaning that he said re-sifting can be done even in the usual way, and therefore she should do so. Rav Ashi's wife re-sifted the flour on the back of the table to do it differently than during the week. Rav Ashi said, my wife is the daughter of Rami Bar Choma, who was very exact in the way he did things, and therefore she must have seen her father do this, and therefore it must be the way that it should be done. Zak the Mishnah on Yontif, a person may go to a store owner that he's familiar with and ask him for a specific number of eggs or nuts, because that's how one refers to them in his house. It's not considered to be strictly a measurement of sale. Zak the Marabraisa says on Yontif, a person may go to a shepherd he's familiar with and ask him for an animal, to a butcher that he's familiar with and ask him for a thigh or a shoulder, to a poultry farmer that he's familiar with and ask him for a bird, to a baker that he's familiar with and ask him for a loaf of bread, or to a store owner that he's familiar with and ask him for a particular number of eggs, nuts, or fruit. This may all be done provided that no measurement is mentioned. Rav Shimon Malozo says this may be done as long as no price is mentioned. Hadnalach perek ein tzadin.